You yourself put question and you made me to answer your question. That is, I am Guru and you are disciple. This is very peculiar. But whatever you like, you may do that. You are omnipotent. Within, you are sending the answer, and outwardly, you are making inquiry. Ordinary people won't follow that. They'll think that Mahaprabhu, he learned all these things from Ramananda. But really I feel that you are sending within the answer, and outwardly you are, as a seeker, you are making questions. Mahaprabhu, in his last talk, told, why you are afraid so much? Vivavitva vivannasi shudra kane noy. Jai Krishna tattva vekta sei guru hai. You are afraid of being placed in my good position of my guru. But whoever he may be, if he knows really Krishna, then he is guru. Outwardly he may be a Brahmin or a sannyasi, a grihastha, or even a shudra, anyone outwardly. But within, if anyone had got that wealth, the knowledge of Krishna, he is really guru. Why you are feeling so much inconvenience? In this way, some conjecture that he is always guru. Sannyas guru also get the mantan. Is it suitable for the sannyasi? In this way, he get mantan to the ear of the sannyas guru and then heart for him. Here also, Kaviraj Goswami and other devotees say, just as the ocean sends gases to form a cloud, and when the cloud becomes rain, it falls to the ocean. Just like this, the talk of Ramananda and Chaitanya. From Chaitanya inspiration going up to the sky to Ramananda. Meg, the cloud. Ramananda is cloud and Chaitanya is the ocean. Cloud draws water in the form of gas and then again it rains over the ocean. Sancharya Rama Vidha Bhakta Meghi Svabhakti Siddhanta Mita Chayani Gauravdhi Tui Ramuna Vitarnai Stajgakta Ratmanalayatam. Ramananda is compared with the cloud and the Chaitanya is compared with the ocean. The cloud is made up of drawing water from the ocean and again raining over the ocean. The Ramananda internally drawing inspiration from Chaitanya Dev, and externally as a cloud he is running to Chaitanya Dev, giving, distributing those things to Chaitanya Dev. In this way the devotees have seen themselves and have in that life. Coming from ocean and again sailing in the form of rain, coming. Krishna. Outwardly Chaitanya Dev is hearing, putting question and hearing answer. So those he that gives the answer is in the position of Guru. and who is inquiring in the position of the disciple. But here, the nature of the disciple is something else, that he knows everything. Further, go further, go further, little more. In this way he is guiding. This is almost a finish. Still, if anything, please say. In this way, the inquirer, as if he knows everything, in such a posture it has been distributed. Still Ramananda is afraid, oh, people say that you have come, really you are inspiring everything in me, and outwardly you are posing like a disciple. I don't relish this thing. Then Mahaprabhu, you don't care for that. Anyone can become a guru if he is already with the capital of Krishna consciousness. Formally, anyone who may, does not matter. Krishna consciousness is the wealth. And one who has got that, he is the heaviest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, in Lord Gauranga by Sushir Ghosh, the English translation is perhaps awkward in some places because he describes Mahaprabhu going into trance at different times, and at that time Krishna taking possession of his body, and then he would speak in a different way, and then
I don't follow you.
I see.
Well, to explain him
this one book, Lord Gauranga, by Sushir Ghosh.
Yes. Lord Gauranga.
There is one English translation.
Yes.
And in this English translation, Sushir Ghosh describes Lord Chaitanya as being possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by Krishna, and sometimes going. This possession is leaving and in fainting. Mahaprabhu faints and becomes normal again. He is describing Mahaprabhu becoming manifest, fully manifest as Krishna and speaking as Krishna, and then fainting and then returning to his normal condition as Nimai. He is describing as if a spirit is possessing Mahaprabhu and leaving. He is describing that kind of situation.
It's kind of a Mayavadi conception that he attains.
I want to hear the original
thing.
Expression.
Okay.
What he has told.
Okay. I can get that. So, Guru Maharaj, I'll read you a short part of this book. This is the initiation of Nimai. And there was a halo around Nimai at this particular initiation, and he addressed his mother with exceeding gravity. I am leaving this body. I shall come again. The body I am leaving behind is your son, who you should tend with great tenderness when I am gone. So saying, Nimai made an effort to bow to his mother, but before he could fully perform this act, he became unconscious. The boy then, to all intents and purposes, seemed dead. Sachi, alarmed, sprinkled water on his face, called him loudly by his name, and by this and other means succeeded in restoring him to consciousness. As soon as Nimai had fallen into a swoon, the light which had shone from his body left him, and the halo which had surrounded his head disappeared, and with it disappeared his awful and reverential inspiring aspect. Sachi was relieved to find her son restored again to his natural state. And he makes one footnote about the statement of Nimai that the body I am leaving behind is your son, whom you should tend with great tenderness when I am gone. He footnotes, this may either mean always take care of the body of your son, or revive him when I leave this body, for he will fall into a swoon. This is only one example. There are many where Mahaprabhu is shining like a thousand suns in the house of Shiva's Pandit. But these manifestations last for some time and then going away. And sometimes Mahaprabhu falling unconscious at the end of the manifestation. So
we do not admit that Mahaprabhu had any body of flesh and the black. But he could show anything and everything. That was a show. To show you. And not reality. Not body of flesh and blood. And he left it. And again, came and entered into it. And make it active. It is not like that. So Krishna also showed like that. In different places, that when he left his body, the arrow thrown by the bat, and the black arrow oozing, and Krishna's body was burned, all these things are Maya. Sita Devi was taken away by Ravana, this is all Maya. Because his body is purely of consciousness. Only he has this special power to make a show of a spiritual body to the plane of material existence to communicate with us. But that is not his real body. To communicate, Vigitin Sangha Vastad Vasambhava Atma Apumara, and the transcendental personality comes to appear in this world through the ordinary course of this world. But it is all a show. He controls this material laws by his spiritual laws. And then in that way they come here and connect with us and they deal everything with us in now and there. In spite of this, not a thing of matter is in him. The spirituality can appear in the grossest substance in this world. He can connect, but this gross element cannot connect there. He can take any shape to be intelligible and approachable by us. But still he is not to be captured by the eye or touched by the hand or heard the voice heard by the ear. He can manage to connect with us. But still he retains his spiritual existence, 100%. And he can do to communicate with us, he can show that as if he has come to our level, but that is also. Veda Vishana Vishasya Prakriti Sthodhitad Gunai Navidyati Savatma Sthiri Gata Buddhi Tadasya Prakriti Nisama Vashtabha Sambhavan Mahatumaya Abhajananti Mangmura Mahamishin Tanumatikam Paramabhava Majanam Tomama Bhutama Isharam Mahadhyaya Mantram. I can come in the material form when necessary, but that is not really matter. Without material form, I can show my own form as if it is material to the paraphernalia. But it is Topi, he is fully spiritual, but he can also make a show that as if he is in material body. Ho His eyes rose when he rose, but God was not. I come to the Lord.
In that connection,
in that connection, when Rai Ramananda was talking with Mahaprabhu, when Rai Ramananda, Ramananda Roy, was having his discussions with Mahaprabhu, he said that whatever I'm saying, it is coming from you. When
you are giving an inspiration, and I am giving out that feeling. So it is a very wonderful thing that you are speaking from within me and you are hearing. You are putting the question and the answer you are inspiring in me, and I say what you want me to say and you are hearing. A very peculiar position I have got. Ramananda said, you are listening and you are speaking to me. So you are establishing a record. Sanjaj Rama Vidabhakta Mehi Savakti Siddhanta Mizatayani Gura Vidhita Yirona Vidabhmai Stadgata Rakma Vahatangaya. Clouds is the product of the water of the ocean. From the ocean water becomes a gas and forming cloud. And again cloud when transformed into rain, the ocean receives that. That example has been given. From ocean through cloud coming to ocean. So you are in me. You are putting some question and you are inspiring me with the answer. And I am putting that thing in your reply to your question. So coming from you and again going to the gesture of your putting question in is such, what is that, what is then what is then? Do you know everything? Still you want to hear it from my lips. This is external, this is superficial. Go deeper, go deeper. This is all superficial. Yes, we can begin with this. Go deeper, more. Your suggestion in such is such that you know everything. Only you want to be spoken by my mouth. You are putting question in such a fashion that you know everything. Go little more, so everything known to you. The gesture of your the nature of your putting questions to me clearly shows that you are well versed in everything. Only you want to come it through my lips. Oh, this is external. Go forward. This is also superficial. Go deeper. Then yes, it is. Then next, it is good. Further. Yes, it is better. Go little more. Yes, it is high. Now how to attain this? Please speak to me. In this way, everything known to you. You are pushing me to pass the order of business through me. But they do their type of question and answer. One who listens, he knows everything. And one who advises is an instrument in the hand, a doll in the hand of one who is listening. It is that very sweet sense. So what bhakta devotees do, actually, what Lord has does through him, the Lord does through the devotee. They have no result. So what you understand? They are instrumental. Almost instrumental. Still holding some specific individual. They want to be instrumental. I have no original position. Whatever he wants me to do, I like to do that. Agent, sent percentage of different departments. The Sharup Shakti, Satyajit Sharup Shakti. Internal potential. They do. Instrumental. That's the joy of each and not ours, it's each of them. Whomever you want to dance in what way, he dances in that way. He plays in that way, according to your insinuation, your inspiration. Still, they have got separate existence, so many, but all in one tune, different but harmonized. Though different, but harmonized. Beauty, not opposition part. Krishna, Krishna. What's talking so much? We want to have such position. What is necessary? How I shall be adjusted in that position? Dandiji Rayatina Gam Paru Nipatra, taking the hand from me, it, Paru Nipatra, falling at the holy feet. If that is a with much entity and also flattery and also request and prayer, I want to see you. Peace, Allah. I have faith in you that you are all honest men. I am addressing to the honesty in you. Sakalmi Vihajula, my most fervent prayer to you, give up everything and everything, every call, dismiss and the fall flat wholly at the feet of Sri Chaitanya. You will get the highest benefit. I am praising your sincere, honest heart. I appeal there, in spite of so many mental tendencies in different ways, at heart and in body, you are honest and good. So I appeal to you, give up everything and come fully under the feet of Lord Jesus. Your being with no bounds, unlimited being. Vidyam vidyam vidyarani purjan lahavam. Try to find your attraction for the holy feet of Sri Chaitanya, exponent of the Divine Law. And you will surely get your fulfillment, you will feel it in your heart. Give up everything. So many tendencies are dragging you out to different directions. Don't allow yourself to be prey to those different discordant attractions. My fervent appeal to you, my friend, you have everything. All flat on the feet of the Lord Jesus. This all is coming from the core of the heart, the crore hand of the source. One who passed his last time in Sri Kunda Vrindavan, alone, a lonely place, lonely life, he led with the Sharidi culture. Radhavasa Sudhanji, Chaitanya Chandodaya, Nodhir Sadakam, so many books. A simple, divine. Heart-touching, and good style such to each. Sentiments are very fine and very dignified. He would sadhu kathang jo. When Chaitanya Ji made his appearance to preach the love in the country, what was the condition of the country at that time? Sriput Sadhu Pasad wrote Vishal. Your ordinary people, they forgot to discuss about their family affairs. So dazzling sin was created. An example was created. That ordinary people there also talking in the home about Chaitanya. They forgot to discuss about their family affairs. Sri Bhattacharya Dhuvati Shastra Pravadam. Those persons there are they are quarreling with the different purpose in the Shastra. Oh, Shastra says this. Another, no, Shastra, the purpose is this. The third man, no, the real meaning will be that. That this sort of quarrel was stopped for the time being. And Chaitanya came with that. Loving expression of the transcendental quarrel. They stopped for the time being their quarrel with the different types of meanings of this picture. And the yogis were very much busy in controlling their breath, pranayam, pratyahara, ityadi, so forth, processes of yoga, at the time being they left that and had to look after Chaitanya Deva. But he has taken in this body. It's very wonderful, simple, for which we shall take some to control over the breath and reach some stage of mystic consciousness. A very wonderful thing has taken in this. Brought into the world. Vijahu Marunniya Majapresan Tapas Taposa. Those that are fond of austerity and penance, they also stop their country. What is the necessity of embracing so much voluntary pain on the body and mind and to search after some happiness in future life? This austerity and the penances, they also give up for the time being. They are endeavored to that form. Tapastha. Jnana bhyasa vidhin yoshu jatayush. The sannyasins, the Vedantis, they gave up the study of the Vedas and Upanishad and to get by heart all the slope of literature. The study of the reviewed scriptures, that was also stopped for the time being. The students stopped their study of the higher scriptures. Jnanabhyasavidhim javashtu jatayu chaitanya chande param avishpubhati bhakti jaya. And Chaitanya Deva came out with some higher display of the devotional love divine. All the departments are affected and more or less they are charmed and left for the time being their own country and looked at what Sri Chaitanya Deva was taken in the country at that time. This way he has this whole Atma. So many things, very, very beautiful. Hare Krishna. Wholehearted dedication to the power of divine.